Fine. Baruch Hashem. So welcome everybody back. Hope you had a good Purim. You did good. Not. Baruch Hashem. Hold. Baruch Hashem. So now, we're going to try to get back into it. So, we're holding now the mission on the bottom of the Gemara and the Tav of Abed. So we're going to start, we're going to just review the case of the Mishnah. We'll just at least just understand what the Gemara is saying. We'll go back to just to, at least to the second case of the Mishnah, so we'll get it clear what's happening. Really, I think it's going on both cases of the Mishnah, but we'll at least go back to one case. What was the second case of the Mishnah? So the Mishnah is on Dalet Amud Aleph. 1, 2. Six lines from the bottom on Dalet Amud Aleph. What does the Mishnah say? Say it like this. Me'idin anu, the ishponim, we are made on a certain person. Shehu chayi malchus arba'in, that they're chayi 40 lashes. And then what happens, yeah, everybody see inside, the Mishnah, everybody's inside with me? They're real, got it inside, Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah on the bottom? So we'll learn, maybe it'll help us learn how to read inside, maybe. Maybe I'll learn how to read. Just reading the Mishnah for a minute, then we'll go to Dalet Amud Aleph. Read the Mishnah, so maybe you'll help me, teach me how to read this. Maybe everybody can help me learn how to read. If I make a mistake, you'll correct me. Eden anu the ishpani, we are saying testimony on a certain man, shehu chaye malchus arba'in, that he is liable for 40 malchus. That's what the two edim came to Bestin and said. The nimzu zomim, it comes out that they are edim zomim. So what's the halacha kasel? Mokim shmonim, they get 40 lashes. Why? They're getting two sets of lashes. First of all, mishom l'sa'a nebrecha eit shaker. Don't speak up a false testimony against your friend, one of the Ten Commandments. So since it's a lav in the Torah, we know every time a person transgresses a lav, a lisa say, you automatically, that equals malchus lashes, right? And the first, right, we're going to see anything more, usually if it has an action, at least according to most people. Someone does a negative commandment in the Torah, it equals lashes. That's the halacha. Good? That's the halacha. That's all of the shots. That's the halacha. Every lisa say equals, that's how it works.
This is the position of Rabbi Meir
holding. What? What's the question?
Rabbi Meir is holding Lav Shein Bo Maaser Lachin
Ha. What is this? True. Fine. That's true. Rabbi Meir also holds Lav Shein Bo Maaser Lachin Ha. One second. Let's just say, fine. What?
Doesn't hold that.
One second.
He says.
Just read the Mishnah. One second. He said, "Loisad Recha Eishakir." That's one lav, and every pasha, every lav, every loza say he gets malchus. When we show him back inside, we show him Vasizim Lakasha Zama. Also, second, this is what the Raisa is called Vasizim Lakasha Zama through Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir says. So Rav Meir says you get lashes on two accounts. The person could transgress two negative commandments. First of all, they transgress Losadne. Good, that's one. And the second one is Vasizim Lakasha Zama. It says, "Do whatever you plan to do to him, do to them." Sorry. For one time, you're getting lashes. Why? Because that's what you plan to do to the other person. But the second lashes is because you're getting a lav, whatever, one of them, or because you're doing a lav. Every time a person transgresses the laws, say from the Torah, that automatically equals lashes. Ram, is that good?
No, what is a lav?
A lav is a losase.
Doesn't have to have the word lo with it?
It does, losane.
What, the second one?
No, the second one is because it was on me. It's not a lav, sorry. What you plan on doing to them, they do to you. Correct? So in the second case, you plan on giving them, the Inuzoman plan on giving the guy malchus, so we give them malchus. But the other malchus is because you were transgressing a negative commandment of Losada Chabriachai Chakra, that's the words of Rav Meir. So Rav Meir says you get two.
80.
You get two types, two sets of lashes. Chachamim Aimrim, that stands for Chachamim Aimrim, Chachamim say, Ein Lokin El Arbam, you only get one set. Right? Which one? Only for Kasher Zama. For Lasana, you do not get lashes. Even though it's a negative commandment, Lasana, Rehan, Shaker, you don't get lashes for Lasana. That was our mission. Now, there's Pashup Shah, who seems to be right over here in this Bach like this? Remain brings two Pshokin. He brings an extra lav. You do another lav. You should get a second set of Malkus, right? That's the simple Pshah. So if you read the Mishnah, who, the Rav Chachamim, need an explanation? When I'm reading the Mishnah, the Chachamim need to explain themselves, correct? What in the world are they doing with that pasuk, Losana? Rav Meir says, Losana teaches me it's a negative commandment, therefore you get malchus, right? Two pesukim, right, each pasuk is life. The shaila is Rabbanon, where you're just sitting, you're just ignoring the pasuk, it's every lap, it's lashes. So that's what the Gemara's question is right away. That's the Gemara on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom, and that on base asks. The Gemara says Rabbanon.
You can sell it to a Mishpia too. It's difficult also. Rabbanon can say, look, there's no Maisa here. It's a Dibor. It's a Klal. We have a Klal. There's no lashes for us.
So you're right. So I'll tell you. Really, the Gemara doesn't ask on the Rabbanon, why don't you hold like Rameir? If you look in the Gemara, that wasn't the Gemara's question. Why don't you like say like Rameir? Because we know why they don't say like Rameir. Correct? The reason why the Rabbanon aren't going to learn you can have Malkus because it's a Lashay and a Maisa. Correct? The Gemara doesn't ask.
Not necessarily, because if you take the first pshat, the before the Kedam, the first pshat, they're saying the reason why they're not holding two is Kedavi Shatov, implying that they would have held two without Kedavi Shatov.
Right.
So according to the first explanation of the Gemara, they did hold Lotana, and the reason why they didn't give is only Kedavi Shatov.
Fine. Okay, so you're right, I was going to the second pshat, you're right, correct. It would be the second pshat, you're right. But either way, but the Gemara, if you wait, you see the way, but I can't believe the Gemara wants to stay in between. It's a good heart. The Gemara is just saying, the Gemara is not asking the Rabbanon, why don't you say like Rameir? What's the Gemara's question? 5 lines to the bottom. What did the Gemara ask? The Rabbanon, Hai lo sa'ana b'recha et shakar, my darshme. What do you do with it? We're not coming down to asking them why you don't hold like Rameir. You don't look like Rameir, I have 2 pshat on top, why you don't hold like, meaning you don't have to hold like Rameir. That's not my problem now. My problem is, that you, what are you going to do with that pasuk? At the end of the day, you're going to end up with an extra pasuk of Losana, meaning what are you understanding from that pasuk?
You
can't understand it.
You can't understand just me talking.
No, because every lav is teaching me something besides what you're saying just to tell me the lav.
Yeah.
No, because in the lav is to teach me something in the lav. That's what it means. When it tells me don't do it, because the Torah says a lot of times like 2 things. Sanachavaya Chakir. The Torah always, that every time the Torah gives a punishment, it says it twice in the Torah. It tells us once the lav, or to that's the warning. And it says a second time to teach you the punishment. Every time in the Torah, any time we give an einish, has the Torah to say this thing twice. One time is to teach us. Right? Of course, it's Reuben saying every time he's telling you just obviously don't do it. Of course, that's true. It says don't say false testimony. It's true. The Torah always says to me twice. First of all, one, which is, it's always telling you don't do this thing. Don't say a false testimony. But we understand always from one of them teaches you this is the Torah warning you, and the second one is teaching you that you get an einish. I mean, this Gemara says Hara Shemano einish minayin. It has to be 2 pesukim. Any time you meet an einish, the Torah has to tell you don't do that thing at least twice. And one of them we understand from there that's the Torah warning you. The next time the Torah is giving you a punishment. The Torah gives you like warning and then punishment. So now we're saying in this lab, right? You told me. So what are you going to do with this lab if you're not telling me to teach me that it's to give you the einish over here? So what do you do when the Torah in this scenario teaching me the law? What are you doing with it?
Where are they learning
the Einish from? No, they hold there's no Einish in this case. Either they hold there's no Malchus in this case.
The Rabbanon is just a warning?
Oh, in this case it would be just a warning, don't do it.
Why would it be just a warning?
Because the Torah is telling you, don't do it. But what's the Torah doing? It's a warning, don't do it. You, don't do this.
But if you do it, there's no punishment?
There's so no Malchus.
Like any law Shem Bo Maaseh would be in that format, and it wouldn't have a...
We know in Iran, but we still give you Azhar. That we will say have to say it once then, just to tell you that you can get the law. Nachon.
If the Rabbanu was saying that hold that it's just a warning, then what is this whole reason for din for the Reisha and the Mishnah of Kedei Rishon? Doesn't that contradict the reason for din we established?
That's only afterwards. Once they know we're not it's the other one.
This is only according to the Ikedavistin.
Let's just to, right. to make it easy. I don't think it's only according to.
if we have one reason for din in the ratio according to Rabbanan that they do hold that Laisanya gives you makos and in the safer they hold they don't it doesn't it, it's kind of
not gonna make sense.
Come on, let's look for now. It seems to be the pshat. What's going on?
I didn't work that exactly. For now, let's go with the Ikedamasi. I didn't understand. I didn't go through the pshat and then look through the other Gemara first. But for now, let's just go where it fits. Good. I mean, in the Ikedamasi, that's good. But now let's try to concentrate on that.
And then therefore that changes the reason for din. According to Ikedamasi, the reason for din in both the Reisha and the Seifa the Mishnah is because the Chachamim don't hold the whole Leisa set is a warning. According to Ikedamasi,
that's not the reason why. After we have the Ikedamasi, now this is what comes out.
What is it?
Once you have the Ikedamasi,
yeah.
that they hold you don't get a punishment. So now,
once you have,
I know it's not coming for a punishment. Nachon, you don't get a punishment, correct?
So
what do you do with it?
They said that the reason for din in the ratio by the rabbanan, in the case of matayim zuz, the rabbanan why they only give mamon is because leisanin they don't hold gives you matos. That would, according to this, that would be the reason for din over there also.
I understand. If it's going the other way, meaning once we know that maskana, you don't get makos, now we're stuck. What are you going to do with this pasuk? It's going the other way around. Once we came out already, you don't get makos. You don't get makos. I don't know why. Let's say this is the maskana. Right now,
there's no
makos. Good, there's no makos. So therefore, what are they going to do with this pasuk? Meaning, I don't have to go into the whole gemara. Put it on the side for a minute. What do you do with the
pasuk?
For whatever reason, they're rabbanon holds. It's their business. None of our business right now. That's last week.
They don't hold that. That's what I'm saying. They hold Leisana. It isn't just a warning, and it does come to give you Malkos. In the
Kedei
Rishasa, the original
Sukkot. It could be still the Gemara. The Maya said, once we say Kedei Rishasa, it still can't be telling me Malkos. Once you know Kedei Rishasa, I can't give you two. So this positive can't be telling me to give you Malkos. It's a stira. Instead, once Kedei Rishasa teaches that you can't give both, that means this positive can't possibly be telling me to give you Malkos.
Only in Kedei Rishasa, if you have two possibilities, and therefore they're only saying one. If you only had one possibility,
Once I have that maskana already, once I know, I'm just telling you, I'm after the fact. Once I know Kedei Rishasa, I'm telling you, you can only get one. So now,
well, what was the kasha? The kasha is Rebbe Meir. You have two Rabbanan. Why do you only give one when you should give two?
I understand what you're saying. Fine, I want to continue. It could go in according to the first chat. You could say like that, but it could also go the other way. It could also fit the other way. Fine.
It's
a contradiction,
by the way.
Fine. Let's try it the other way also. Fine, I understand. No, for simple pshat, it's going in the Ikedamas. Fine, there is a way.
Therefore, there's two pshat in the Mishnah. According to the first
pshat
and according to the
Ikedamasni. Yeah, fine,
that's
for sure, fine.
Meaning there's two pshat and what the Rabbanim will do with Leisanin.
Let's say you want to say that. You can say it like that for now. Let's say simple, you can say it like that for now.
Fine.
It could be the other way also, fine. Now, so let's say the Gemara again. The Gemara want to know, what are the Rabbanim going to do with Rabbanim, Hai Leisanin, Berechai Chukar, Mai Darshibin? We didn't attack them, you should learn like Rameh. You don't want to learn like Rameh. We just had a whole Gemara why they don't hold like Rameh. The whole Amud is telling us. We're not attacking them, you should hold like Rameh. What are you going to do with it now? You have an extra pasta? Like the Gemara specifically, like a lot of times Gemara say, why don't you learn? We're not asking why don't you learn like Rameh. That was the Gemara on top. Now we're asking, what are you going to do with this pasta now?
Because obviously they don't like Rameh, because obviously the din is not like
Rameh. Good, fine. But what do you do with the pasta? Good, so what are you going to do with the pasta now? You have to explain, when the Torah said this lav, what do you do with this pasta? That's the Gemara's question. So Rabbanan, so this is how you read it inside. Rabbanan, comma, hai lo sana brecha et shakar. This pasta of what are they darshin from it? Question mark, what are they darsh from it? The Gemara answers, they need it to teach me a warning for Edom Zayim. Meaning, this is the pasuk we know every time you need a warning and a punishment. So at least there's no punishment, you need a pasuk for a warning. So this is a Torah warning, you don't be Edom. Like Reuven said, don't be Edom. Right? The Torah has to tell me one time, didn't use pasuk. Don't be Eidzeven, that's what it's teaching me. Good? So it's teaching me, don't be Eidzeven. It's warning you, mister, don't be Eidzeven. So it's saying, Lazar, myself, by Lazar, Eidzeven. Good?
Where does
all
the
Onesh
come from?
Not possible, it's not.
Well,
it's not. Where does
all the
Azhar
come from?
That's a good chat. The more I hear there's so quick, I don't know. Where his Azhar came from? The Gemara's going to talk about it in a second. Oh, the Gemara's going to talk about it. The Gemara's going to get to it. I am too long, the Gemara's going to talk about it. He's going to split the pasuk in half, he's going to do the two things at once. Fine. Good. Rabbi says,
I see that.
Good. So Rabban and Hailas, I'm going to show my dash. I said, no, we buy the last hour, Edom Zayim. Fine. So they use it, they need it, they have a purpose for it. It's going to teach me Azhar for Edom Zayim. Good. So let's see Rashi over here. Keep your finger on the place if you want. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom of Rashi. What does Rashi say? La Azhar al Edom Zayim. To one Edom Zayim. La'ansham b'din hazama. Oh, that's what he said. Why do I need a warning? For which case do I need? Not for our case. Not for the case, not for the malchus. I'm using it for a warning to teach me in a case of hazama. It's interesting. That when the Torah tells me, L'sancha b'reach ha'ichaker, right? What's that going to be a warning for? It's going to be a warning for the case of Edom Zayim that you're going to get malchus. I mean, we're trying to say, in Edom Zayim, we need a warning and a punishment. Good? So how do you know you get punished by Edom Zayim? The pasuk says Kasha Zama. Right? But where's the warning for Edom Zayimim? Where did the Torah ever warn me? On that, we're saying the pasuk of Leisana Reachai Shaker, even though it was talking about a general negative commandment, don't say false testimony, really one of its purposes was to teach me a warning, don't say false testimony in a case of Edom Zayimim also.
So he's supporting Rabbi Merriman, it sounds like.
No, that's the
Torah
Rabbanan.
Why are you
Rabbanan?
Yes,
we're
in the Rabbanan. Good, we're in the Rabbanan. In the Rabbanan, we're trying to say what do they do.
You say that verse is for warning.
Right, even for Edom, a warning for Edom Zevin. Even
from
and not for a regular kid. Nachon, he's not usually to teach me, you get Malchus like Rameyer, good. Rameyer said, teach me. Malchus saying, no, teach me that a warning that Edom Zevin get Kasha Zaman. In the Torah, it says Kasha Zaman, that's the Einish. Right, says, whatever you plan on doing, you get done to you, that's the punishment. So I had another warning. The warning is from this general pasuk, don't say false testimony, it will give me a warning for this item. Right?
Rabbi Meir uses it for Malchus. For warning of Malchus?
So Rabbi Meir uses it for a...
No, he uses it for the punishment.
Wait a
no, it's Malchus. There's two things there. Rabbi Meir needs a punishment and another punishment.
Yeah, so I'm saying, so when we learned that with that phase, but what's the source of Malchus in Edom Zayin?
That was a different case. That was a case where you don't.
Yeah, so that's Malchus and Edom Zayimim.
That's a different
Malchus. Over there, that the source is Leisan and Ula comes to. Comes
I don't. Sorry, I don't want to get distracted. Today. I'll talk to you after that.
But we don't have two. We don't have a warning and a punishment for Edom Zayimim Malchus in the case of Malchus, according to Limon on that phase.
Okay, so you learn that tomorrow there.
Also, that's
not a problem here. It's fine. So on that phase, you go back now. You look at it. You try to look it back at that tomorrow. Now, Vikash, you understand that phase? Fine. So look. No, I'm serious. So you have to go look back at that base. How to understand that base. So now you learn more things. You understand. I didn't really have that base. Good. But right now, try to flow over here. Fine. So we're saying like this. We're saying, so what's Rashi saying here? La azhara le'edim zayim. La ayin shavis. Let's see Rashi again. What's the when do I need a warning? Which scenario? In a case of edim zayim, la ayin shan v'din hazama. In a case of hazama, in a case of edim zayim, it says kasha hazamam is the punishment. So I use this pasuk to teach me the warning. Lasana is the warning for edim zayim. Now, we're learning to let Lanish Malchus. This puzzle was not given to give the Anish of Malchus. It's not like Rabbi Meir. Ella, Shlahei lo Ancha Medin Hazama. Ella, can't answer. Rather, we would not be able to give the guy a Anish for the regular Hazlacha of Hazama, for the regular Kasha Hazama, unless you already were forewarned. But the Torah has to warn you, right? So this puzzle is the Lasan. Rashi speaks that specifically. It's not going like Rabbi Meir to teach where you get Malchus. Right? It's warning, giving me the warning. That don't be Eid Zomen. And where's the punishment by Eid Zomen? The Pasuk's Pasuk is Kasher Zaman. So that's the Tars. Good? So again, reading Rashi, it's a hard Rashi. I'm reading again the Rashi. La Atar La Eidim Zomen. It's the warning for Eidim Zomen. For which king? La Ein Shavidin Hazama. To punish them for the halacha of Hazama. For the Nitin Lanish Ramad. This Pasuk isn't given to give you Malchus like Rameir. That wasn't what the point of this Pasuk is. Ella, rather, we would not have been able to give him a punishment for, in a case of Hazama. Unless he would already be warned by this pasuk of Lasana. So this pasuk of Lasana tells me he should be warned is the warning for a kasher zamam. Kasher zamam is a punishment. Now we have a warning and a punishment. Good. Now we have to go back into the Gemara. So now what? Now we're asking Rav Ram's kasher. So now how does Rav Meir?
Where's Rameir's warning?
No, the warning. So right, because he just used up Lysana. So where's Rameir use the warning? So let's go back into the Gemara two lines from the bottom. Yeah, and they regulated. Good, fine. So Rameir, Azhara le'edim zomim minali. Where does he not have a warning? Where's his warning for edim zomim? From where is it to him? The warning for edim zomim that how can you give to the Ula halacha of kasher zama? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah comes and answers for him, explains to Rameir. Nafkalei, it comes out. Meaning nafkalei means it comes out to him, which means like in English, always say he learns it out. Meaning nafkalei, it's like brought out to him, and it's learned out for him, and he learns it out from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, also when it's talking about edim zamin, the pasuk after it says you fulfill kasher zaman, the pasuk says vanisharim, and the people who are left, like nisharish sha'ar, like the rest of the people who are like sitting there in the audience. Right, and we will see also really means Klai Yisrael. Best is going to make an announcement that what happened to this guy that they did Kasher Zaman. Yishmeru, they will hear about what happened to this guy, these Edom Zomim, they got Zomified. They wrote and they will be afraid to be a Edom Zomim. And they will no longer, they will not add anymore, meaning they won't anymore do such an act, because they'll hear about it. So there's my pasuk.
Since anymore mean adding additional false testimony?
Yeah, they won't do more false testimonies. Yeah.
Sharim.
Lo yisivot.
Leftovers
from Sharim. Of course, Vanish Arim, those who were left over, mean that everybody
Sharim
else.
Sharim is like a, from a Rebbe, the leftovers they eat from a Rebbe.
Shirayim.
Shirayim,
the same.
Shorish?
It could be Shirayim. Sha'ar. Kobi. Rabbi Yosef says yes. Oh, so he's saying Vanish Arim over here, the rest of the people, Yishmu they will hear what happened to these agents of Minute. They got messed up. The Yiro, they will be afraid. Right? It's like, well, that's Yiro. They will see. Yishmu will be Yiro. But Lai Siva, I think this means they will be afraid. But Lai Siva, they will no longer continue to do such an act. So this is the warning, which means like this. It's interesting over here what the Gemara is saying. It's a funny place to learn Azara from. They speak out from here, the Archonel, the friends speak out. That, what's this warning here? What's this positive comment? After the first case of Edom Zayimin, he tries to make sure to announce to everybody what's going to happen. And from now on, everybody else is warned not to do it anymore. So kind of the Torah is only giving Azara after the first case of Edom Zayimin happens. At the first time.
The warning's not from the baby, the warning's from the baby.
Saying, how did this happen without a warning?
But here's from the case, because we're learning that. It's funny, because the Gemara's Bazan goes back and forth with the warning. And sometimes the warning's in the Torah.
Yeah.
So, and also, there's like another thing that people have to warn you. So in this case.
The
Hasra and Hasra. So, but even in the Hasra itself, before the Hasra, before the warning, if this to be the warning for us to know from now on not to do it, Besson has to like give this warning, right? So it has to come out. I mean, it has to happen one time for us to get this, learn this lesson.
If we're going to say
it. But that's the word I'm saying.
But if you're saying that the warning needs to be in the Torah, it's not a warning needs to be in the Torah instructing someone to warn. The warning needs to be in the Torah.
Yeah, so I mean, that's what I'm saying. Interesting.
Torah, like,
but usually, that's usually what it is. In this case, we're saying for Remei, it doesn't have to be necessarily like that. And same thing, another one, Makas, also. More like, it's like a very thin line. Okay. So, I don't know exactly. I understand what you say. I have this problem. I don't know if it has to be in the door or not. It sounds like it doesn't have to be. You're right. This Gemara is a little hard. Fight it every Chavrusa.
You told me, the Pshat of that passage is that the warning's there in the Torah. It's not that. You
can
also read it as being in that aspect.
Yeah,
they won't do it again.
But the positive, I hear you. Saying everybody else will hear what they do, and therefore they should no longer do it. But really, you'll see the Rabbanan in a second why it's a little hard. Because the Rabbanan are saying this pasuk is really for us. Fine, and instead, meaning, Rabbi wants to say, since the pasuk is teaching me that you will announce this thing and no one else should do it, that's warning us. The Torah itself is warning.
That passive would know what it meant.
No, but we learned. But the Zayim don't need Azara. We learned the Chiddush elsewhere, so it can't become.
Not that they need the Azara, but the Torah has to give Azara. Not that they need Azara.
No, correct. We learned before the Chiddush of the Zayim doesn't need Azara, so it can't be. So it can't be saying Hasra,
because
we learned before
Chiddush. No, you said something else. I mean, Reuven's already going today, so maybe this part is saying you should have to give Hasra. That can't be.
Well,
no, Reuven's saying this. But if I read the pasuk, automatically it's Hasra.
Automatically it's Hasra or Azara?
I mean, it's Azara. Sorry.
Azara.
If the Torah is warning.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yes, exactly. So what's the problem with that? That's exactly what
Reuven
there is
using
it for.
Fine. Say it. No, it's fine. Fine. So this is the Azara according to Remei. Good, so far so good, everything's good. Fine. So why is it Remei, Azara, and Zavina? I'm reviewing not Flim, but Sharm Yishvah, be Yerov, Lo Yisifu'oi. That from that part, that's Azara. So now, what's the problem? Now, yeah, good? Oh, good. Let's see Rashi. Reuven wants to see Rashi, so we'll see Rashi. Finish. Let's see Rashi, 3 lines from the bottom. Finish. Arm, the rest of the people, Yishvu, they will hear, be Yerov, Lo Yisifu'oi. So, haray, behold. Azara, this is Azara. And this was speaking, but Parshas, Edom Zomim, and the Parshas speaking about Edom Zomim, this was said, this pasuk. So we see this is the Azara, this is the warning. Good, this is the warning. Fine. So now what happened? Now the Vali is flying back to the Rabbanan. Now back to Rabbanan.
So he's saying that one pasuk, which is on that one pasuk right there, is the warning?
Yeah, that's
Rashi
the warning.
Saying that.
Good. Yeah. For a mayor, that's the warning. Good, we'll make the chayyim in a minute. We'll figure out the.
Fine. What's the third pasuk?
The third pasuk to teach Azar. So Remeir. So now we're dealing in the chayyim in. We just Remeir just for the third pasuk. Good. The pasuk of Amishvura. So what's the problem? Rabbanu, what do they do with this pasuk number three? We had the pasuk originally of Lasan, pasuk number one. And we had Kasher Zama. Now pasuk number three, Vanishup. So what do the Rabbanu have? Rabbanu have
the
more.
Second.
I'm saying the Mishnah already. We have two.
The original Mishnah.
We had to do this. So we're made just for into the picture a third pasuk. We weren't dealing with till now. The Rameh says, how do I know? A warning from also in the, it's talking about in the Zayim, a third pasuk of Vanisharim Yishmu V'Yiro'u B'Lo Yisifoi. So what's the Warash Chayah? What do the Rabbanu do with this pasuk now? What are they? What halacha do they learn now in Edom Zayim for this pasuk? It's like Gemara Rabbanon Kama. Like whatever Gemara keeps saying the name, it just means Rabbanon. You say like Kama. What do they mean? It means Rabbanon. What are the Rabbanon going to do with it? That they'll use it. Havumi Bayle. They need it. They need it. I go to the top of Ha'im and Avlach Raza to teach you the halacha. The person has to make an announcement. So halacha, like let's see the top Rashi. What's the halacha of Hachrazah? What's this announcement? Why is best enough to go around the loudspeaker? Let's see the top Rashi on Ha'im and Avlach. The Amrina of Sanhedrin, we say in Sanhedrin, the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Eloi Nanachnakin, the Perik of Eloi Nanachnakin, which is on that pay test of an Allah. It says in Sanhedrin, Arba'a Shrikhan Azar. The Gemara brings down, there are four scenarios over there where after Besnik carries out a penalty, they have to give an announcement why they did such a act. And one of them, meaning, La'acha Shana'asu, but Besnik, after we do certain things in Besnik, Tricha in Besin lahachra is Besin has to announce and call out kach v'kach nareg plenty bebesin for this and this reason, meaning for this and this, plenty was killed in based out is bebesin in Besin al aveira plenty on a certain aveira. Now why do they have to make this announcement? Because they learned this to instill fear as hashamin in the listeners. So if people hear Besin is tough, they don't just like they don't play games. So they give me say this. So that's all. So one of the cases are in Edom Zomim. One of the Gemaras over there are in Edom Zomim. In case of Edom Zomim, the best thing if they carry out the penalty, they have to go around the city in a loudspeaker and say, everybody, this is so-and-so got this and this punishment because he was an aid and this, it said Kasha Zomim, that's what we did it to him. So the Rabbanan understanding, what are you doing with this pasuk, banish arm, everyone else should get have instilled fears, they shouldn't do such a thing. It's simple. That's telling you a different halacha. Like the Gemara Sanhedrin says, the best is to go around the loudspeakers and telling everybody why we gave this guy this punishment to scare everybody. So that's what the pasuk says. What does the pasuk say? Banish Aaron, whoever's left, the rest of Klal Yisrael, Yishmu v'yiro. They'll hear, and they'll be afraid. Lo yisivo, they won't do such a thing anymore. So it's simple. The pasuk, right, is not coming to teach me halacha, like Rabbanan is saying, that's azhara. It's for hachraza. It's similar words, not a warning, it's for an announcement. The Jew of halacha best has to make an announcement after they carry out the halacha of Kasher Zama. Good? Ruben, what's happening so far? It's good so far. But what now the volley goes back on Remeir. So how does Remeir know this halacha? Right now, back to Remeir. Right, Remeir, you
get his achraza. He already used up that last pasuk for
Azara. So what's Remeir going to do? Remeir hachraza v'yishmu v'yirao nafka. He learned it after the words v'yishmu v'yirao. Meaning what? Let's see Rashi. V'yishmu v'yirao nafka. So the Azara, the Hachraza, the announcement, is from the pasuk of everybody will hear and be afraid. That teaches best, and you have to announce it so everyone should hear about it. And the Azhar is from Layasiva, the warning that no one should do such a thing anymore. The Torah warns you don't be an Eidzomim, but Layasiva, don't add and don't continue to be an Eidzomim anymore. Rabbi Yezid is getting off easy. So Rabbanan say, no, this pasuk.
I'll just put it in there. Just snoop it in there.
That's you could do. My see he's lying. So kind of like this. So what's going on over here? Rabbanan said, Rav Yirmiya said that Remeir is going to use a pasuk on Nisharim Yishmu V'Yirobli. Yishmu V'Yirobli. See for what's that teaching me? This pasuk is teaching me the Azhar. Best is no one else should continue to do a be a Eizav. See for Od, you shouldn't add to be a Eizav. So what do Rabbanan do with this pasuk? They use it to teach you the halacha of Achrazim. What's Hachraza? Hachraza is the announcement. They make the best sense to make the announcement. So how does Remeir know this halacha? From, he'll split the pasuk. So again, what's the count over here? We have three psukim. One pasuk of Kasher Zama. It's easier. One pasuk of Kasher Zama. Good. Everyone learns from Kasher Zama. Everyone agrees. Kasher Zama teaches me. Do to them what they plan on doing. That's ma. Pasuk number one is good. Everyone agrees. Comes pasuk number two of Lestane. Good. So Remeir learns out of Lestane. Malchus, good. Ramayla, that Lizane. You get punished, right? Even in this case, you're going to get an extra. You get lashes from Lizane, you get lashes. Right? That's where a man's going to learn out this pasuk. Good? Now, what do the Rabbanan use this pasuk for? Right? The Rabbanan use this pasuk for?
For warning.
Good. Lizane is a warning. Good? That's the count right now. So right now, they both use that. Now the next step is, now what do we do with the third pasuk? Right? So, in Ramayla. So Rabbanan say the third pasuk is to teach me, for us to make an announcement. Right, and also to tell me, Remeir says two things.
Remeir says that the actual pasuk is coming to teach you Afras, and it's coming to teach you Azar.
And Azar. And
the other pasuk came both for punishment. Two punishments.
Good. And the Rabbani used the pasuk for the third pasuk. What do the Rabbani use it for?
Only for proclamation.
Good. Just for.
Because they used it, the warning up in the second pasuk.
Second one, goes, they got Azar from there. They use the third from the proclamation, goes to the, so that's the Chajm. So again, just what's the last step in the Gemara? The Pasuk says, Banish Aram Yishmu Vira, right? The people who are left, Banish Aram Yishmu Vira, they will hear and they will be afraid. And they will not continue anymore to do this. So Remeir said, that Pasuk teaches me, that's the warning. Two things. Banish Aram Yishmu Vira, the people will hear and they'll be afraid. That teaches me, Bessin has to announce it so they should hear about it. Good? That's the beginning. The end of the pasuk says they should no longer continue to do it. That's the warning. Because the pasuk says they will no longer, no one should continue to do it. Good, that's the warning. So you learn at that pasuk two things. And the rabbis say, no, this whole pasuk just teaches me this halacha of a, the halacha of a proclamation. Fine. So we stop in the Gemara. And now, Bez Hashem, we just had a new aschala yesterday because yesterday was Purim. And Rav Nachman says that it used to be. All the beginnings were from Pesach. Because everything we got out of Mitzrayim, Nisan, and everything is always from Nisan. That's how everything always worked. Like, even in a lot of Gemaras, you always count the months. You count in the Torah also, whenever it counts months, the number of months starts from Nisan, right? Like, the third month of the year is going to be Iyar. It doesn't start from Tishrei. It always starts from Nisan.
It says in Megillah, it's the 12th month of Adar.
Oh, right, the 12th month of Adar. And Tanakh, the year doesn't start in Tishrei. Tanakh, the year always starts from Nisan. What? The Gemara talks about, yeah, but in the Torah always says, the Gemara in the Rosh Hashanah talks about why it changed, how it works, meaning when it really stopped. But the Torah for sure, in the Torah's Cheshvan, but the Maizah we got it in Mitzrayim then.
The year goes by Tishrei, and the months go by.
Right, the years, it's interesting, the years, we count every year, the new year starts with Rosh Hashanah, the months, what month is it? It's funny. It sounds funny, but there's two different cheshbonos. There's two different cheshbonos at the same time we work with. We always work with starting from Nisan and starting from Rosh Hashanah. It depends.
Creation of the world.
No, the creation of the world that's one cheshbon. But the mice in the Torah, it doesn't go from there. Because when we went at him, it's right. It always starts because that's when we became a nation. We started becoming a nation. It's Nisan. Rav Nachman says, but now, all the beginnings are from Purim. It says, once Mordechai Tzadik made all the aschalis, he brought out the ending of the Tzadik in the world. Now everything really starts from Purim. He said, "Va'achshav," everything, all those beginnings really start from Purim. Meaning the Torah always sounds like the beginning is always Pesach. So every new start is Pesach. But really now, he said, "Va'achshav." Why did he say "Va'achshav"? Now everything starts really from Purim. Meaning what? Everything starts from the Indian of the Tzadik. He said, everything really is revolving around the Tzadik. And the whole story of Purim was all about the Mordechai Tzadik. It came through the Tzadik. Meaning the only way we're going to restart all our haskalas, all our new beginnings, are dependent on the Tzadik. That's what the famous thing he said. All the beginning used to start from Nisan. And he said, Va'achshav, and now it starts from Purim. He said, Va'achshav, and he didn't continue the statement. So Chassidim understood, said, different time also he said, Va'achshav, and now Yeshanachal Neveh Makar Chachma, which is an acronym for Purim Nachman. So it understood there, now that we have the Tzadik, and we have all the Aschalas, everything's with the Tzadik, all the beginnings really are from Purim. So Va'achshav, we started. It's good to know now. But it's important. It's not just we feel like it's that we're starting now. But the point is that people think it's the end of this month. Like it's another 2 weeks of this month. So it's the end. People think the end of this month is going to be Nisa. It's not true. It's not the end. Now
it's the beginning.
That's for the next 2 weeks. Until this month. Until we're Shredish Nisa. Until 2.5 weeks. I'm not sure what they're going to do. Usually 3 weeks. Let's say.
A little bit early.
I'm not sure what they're going to
take off early for. So we're off. We come back before the most of the
night. And Rosh Hashanah, when are we going to finish? Rosh Hashanah, I'm not sure when we're going to finish. But anyway, another 3 weeks. We give another 3 weeks till before, like a little before. We definitely have 3 weeks. Show the Erev, 2.5. I hope I want to. We have a new Aschol now. Another 2-3 weeks before Pesach. We're trying to start new. This one. This is the time. Now is the time to start.
Very nice.